Okay, well, now in the fifth quarter show, last night, one of the many games played last night, the St. Paul Saints traveled down to Lone Jack and took on the Lone Jack Mules, and the Mules come away with a 35-14 win. And right now we've got Coach C.J. Gifford, head coach of the St. Paul Saints, on the line. And Coach, appreciate chatting with you tonight. I guess Lone Jack got off to a pretty good start, and that made the difference in the game last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They scored 14 points in the first quarter, and then a real another one right there early in the second. So that got up to 21-0 pretty quick.
Well, it sounds like after they got off to that good lead, you guys played pretty even from that point on.
Yeah, we really did. And then we just couldn't quite finish. We got down inside the 20 twice there toward the end of the fourth quarter, and the second quarter, and we just couldn't get any points on the board. So it was 21-0 at half, and then we went into halftime, came out, and we scored all our points in the second half.
Well, you know, and I've heard, I know you got a young team this year, and I know you guys have been taking a few lumps along the way, but it sounds like your kids are giving it a good effort. There's no quit, and they just keep fighting like they did last night in the last three quarters.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of that is we're young. We have a lot of, I think I have three or four seniors that are playing that have just never played football before, but they decided to come out this year. And then I got a core group of seniors that have played a little bit longer, and that's where really a lot of that fight comes from. The seniors are keeping them up and keeping them ready to go.
And I guess it's kind of tough. You're following a football legend, Coach Larry Laubenstein, who coached at St. Paul for well over 40 years. I guess he's one of your assistants right now, so I'm sure it's good to have him in the mix, isn't it?
Oh, that's invaluable. You know, I'm first year coach. I was just in Higginsville for a few years. There's been times on the sideline I just have to look over at Coach Laubenstein and kind of give him a shrug, like, what would he do? And his help on the sideline is just invaluable. I was really thankful he agreed to stay on and help me out.
When you got Coach Laubenstein, then you coached with Coach Cook, another great one over at Higginsville. So you've had some good tutoring. And okay, who played well for the Saints last night?
Well, it's Class 1 football, so we had to do some juggling. And I'll tell you who played really well was our senior quarterback. It was Josiah Kunkel. He threw for well over 100 yards, but who kind of really stood out was a senior, Luke Ropey. He played center and some guard for us the past couple games, and, you know, injuries and Class 1 football, you juggle around a little bit, so I put him at a slot receiver. So he went from O-line to slot receiver, and he caught three balls for over 60 yards, and he's got a motor. He played real well.
Well, and it doesn't get any easier. Next week you take on Crestridge, and the following week you play Wellington Napoleon, two of the heavyweights in the conference.
Right. Yeah, and it's we think we can be competitive with them. We've had a lot of things going well. It's just a matter of getting everything to go right on the same night.